Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg, and a medical expert, Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest is back again, Jack Challum. And Jack has written a couple of books, Stop Pre-Diabetes Now and The Food Mood Solution. And both of them, by the way, are available at Wilner Chemists, and we give a 20% discount on those books, and they're very, very good. Okay. We spent the first hour talking about the food and mood and how food and some supplements can affect your mood and different things like that. And we're going to continue that discussion now. But first, we have someone who's been hanging on the phone for a while. Arthur, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Right. I'd like to know if, let's say, mulberry leaf or cinnamon, germaniron, some valdanium, are they affect the sugar or not?
Okay, you talked about a few different things. You talked about cinnamon, and you talked about mulberry, and I think you meant vanadium. And
yeah.
Okay, and can they affect blood sugar? What do you think, Jack?
They can, but they would not be my first line of protection. And I think there are some supplements that work much better. And chromium picolinate is very good. A good dose would be 500 micrograms twice a day. That's really too little. Tiny capsules. Another supplement that has been shown now in three studies with people is silymarin, S-I-L-Y-M-I-N. This is an extract of milk thistle, much more potent than the herb milk thistle by itself. And the studies have shown that it improves every marker of blood sugar issues, from fasting blood sugar, post-meal blood sugar, HbA1c, sugar in the urine. So I would probably put my money onto chromium and silymarin instead of vanadium and mulberry leaf.
Okay, and I just think we should mention our Atlanta audience. They're just joining us. They got to us late because of a ball game. So welcome, Atlanta. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call from there. Let us know you're listening. Okay.
By the way, Arnie, you might mention the folks in Atlanta can take advantage of the offer. I'm not sure we mentioned it the second hour yet about the 40-page booklet. You kind of repeat that?
Yeah. In addition, you know, Jack Challum wrote a book, you know, Food in Your Mood, and or actually The Food Mood Solution. And he also distilled down a little booklet that's called Food in Your Mood. It's a 40-page booklet, and it's available from Wilner Chemists, and it's available from Wilner Chemists Atlanta as well. And if you purchase $25 or more in Solgar supplements, you will get a free copy of this booklet. It's loaded with lots of information, supplements, and great little booklet. $25 purchase of Solgar supplements, either the New York location, the Atlanta location. Okay. All right, Jack, we were going to do something at the top of this hour. You wanted to discuss some other things.
Yeah, well, one of the other big issues this time of year is depression. specifically seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, S-A-D. And this, you know, the people who are subject to seasonal affective disorder start developing signs of depression as the days start to get shorter. And typically, it hits people by October, November, peaking around January, actually December, January, February. And one of the things that changes this time of year is that in North America, the sun is lower. We're not making a lot of vitamin D. Vitamin D, in addition to everything it does for our bones, for reducing the risk of cancer and heart disease, it has a very powerful effect on our moods. And often people can make some real headway against seasonal affective disorder by taking some vitamin D. And the amount of the supplement, I would say this time of year, about 2,000 IU per day as a minimum. You certainly can go safely up to 5,000 IU per day. And I find this actually works better than melatonin, which many people take and recommend. And if someone is taking melatonin and they're getting, oh, some benefits, but they're not really as up as they would like to be, a good way of approaching this is taking vitamin D in the morning with breakfast to kind of like mimic the effect the sun would have on helping us make our own vitamin D, and then taking a little bit of melatonin at night before bed. So this is a major problem, and a lot of people just, you know, they sort of get through life in December, January, and a lot of psychologists will blame it on social issues in terms of depression. But I think for the vast majority of people, it's really neurochemical, and the whole basis of our neurochemistry comes back to nutrition.
Yeah, I was obviously aware of the melatonin connection with seasonal affective disorder. I wasn't aware of the effect that vitamin D might have.
Well, as far as my recollection of the literature, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, this is really a speculation. I don't think there have been any actual studies with vitamin D to see does it help seasonal affective disorder. It's a suspicion because vitamin D gets low in the winter.
Right.
But, Jack, are you aware of any actual studies on this?
There are some studies that have linked depression to low vitamin D. And in my nutrition coaching practice, I do find that it helps people with seasonal affective disorder. And it helps people just sort of take that additional step when melatonin isn't quite bringing them back to normal.
Studies on Health Notes, guys. I was looking up, you know, through our website onto Health Notes, and they list a couple of studies on vitamin D. I could read it off to you, but basically there are indeed some studies.
Do any of them actual treatment trials where you give half the group vitamin D and the other half you don't?
Yeah. In another study, people with SAD were randomly assigned to receive either 100,000 IUs of vitamin D one time only or 2 hours of bright light therapy every day for 1 month. After 1 month, researchers observed a significant improvement in depression in the group that received vitamin D, but not in the group given light therapy. And then there's more studies here. But you know, hey, why not? Why not try the vitamin D among other things? You know, like we always say, it's nice when we have supplements that have a lot of good effects and very few bad effects. So, you know, maybe it'll help. Give it a shot.
Yeah, and by the way, I know, Jack, you mentioned a 5,000 IU dose of vitamin D, and Solgar just did come out with a 5,000 IU vitamin D. How about that?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but I am now taking about 8,000 IU a day. This is based on blood tests, so I do monitor my vitamin D level. And even living in southern Arizona, where there's lots of sun throughout the year, I seem to have higher than average vitamin D requirements.
Check your gluten level, your anti-gliadin antibodies.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, so that's where you are, Jack, in Arizona?
Yes, I am, Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, nice down there. Okay.
Well, we did not have an ice storm this morning, so that's the difference.
That's a difference. You just have to worry about the javelinas, that's all. Okay. All right, you know what? Why don't we pause for a short break? Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We will return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sales. Sales specials. Enzymatic Therapy and Nature's Way, the full lines of both, 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, full lines at 30% off list. We have selected products from Solgar and Quality of Life on sale at 40 to 44% off list, and there's more.
Okay, well, you know, maybe you don't believe what Arnie's telling you. So how do you find out for sure if what he says is correct? How do you really find out what's on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, Wilner with two L's, by the way. And once you get there, just click on the On Sale tab. That'll bring up a full listing of all of the sales specials. Okay, while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free printed product catalog. You can also, to do that, you just leave your name and address. 1-800-633-1106 if you want to call. Number again, 1-800-633-1106 if you want to call and request a catalog. Even better, of course, you can visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're at our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, and you can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals, and we'll get back to your calls in just a moment.
menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I need to tell you that all Solgar CoQ10 supplements are now on sale at 40% off list, all of them. If you use CoQ10, you owe it to yourself to check this out. You'll not see the discount or sale prices listed on our website, but don't pay attention to that.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
To my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, the nutrition reporter, Jack Challum. And let's say hello to Mary Lou from Cranford, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I am taking GABA supplements for anxiety. I take 750 milligrams twice a day. Can you overdose on that, or would it depend on your body weight, how much to take? Or are there any negative side effects? I'm just concerned.
Okay, side effects of GABA. Jack, have you heard any of the any things like that going on?
GABA is pretty innocuous as supplements go, and I think 750 milligrams per day is
it was twice per day, Jack.
Oh, twice per day. That's sort of on the upper end of what I would ordinarily recommend, and I would ask Mary Lou if it seems to be helping, or if she is experiencing any kind of observable negative effect from it.
Well, it can't be helping, because if it was helping, she wouldn't be anxious about whether it's too high a dose.
So, Mary Lou, how is it? Is it doing what it's supposed to do for you?
When I started to take it about 6 weeks ago, it seemed to be helping. Now I'm feeling like I get butterflies in my stomach, and I'm not sure if it's from that, but I'm a little more anxious than I was.
Well, you know, Jack mentioned that GABA also very often works well when you combine it with theanine. Have you ever tried theanine?
No, I haven't. I will.
Well, Did you hear the first part of the show when we talked about theanine?
No, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Theanine.
Well, we're going to...
Theanine is an extract from the green tea, and give us a call if you'd like, tomorrow or first part of the week at the store, and we can fill you in on the theanine, and you might want to try adding that to the GABA to see if that kind of gets you over that little hump.
Okay.
You can also, by the way, Mary Lou, you can listen to the first hour of the show on our website. When is it get on, Don?
Well, it should be on by this evening or tomorrow morning. If you go to our website, wilner.com, there is a tab for radio shows, and there's a link to the recent shows and a link to the older shows. You'll click the link to the more recent shows, and that'll take you to a place where the more recent programs are listed as MP3 files, and you can just listen. It's broken down into first hour and second hour, so you can just play back the first hour at your convenience.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much for that call, Mary Lou. Okay, so Mary Lou is taking the GABA for anxiety. Is that a good reason to take the GABA, Jack?
I think it is, but I would actually take a couple steps back and suggest, number one, a high-potency B complex, followed by the fish oils, and see if that helps. And if that seems to help, but not quite enough, then at that point I would probably add the theanine. I think a lot of people forget some of the basics, and they'll just go off and, this supplement like GABA sounds good, or that supplement like L-theanine sounds good, and they're all good supplements, but they forget the basics like B-complex or a high-potency multivitamin, which would contain the B-complex.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Okay. Sandra from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
My question is about flax oil. Is it as good for you as fish oil? And if I didn't want to take fish oil, can I eat enough fish to get enough benefit from it, from omega-3s?
Well, to answer your second question first, I would suggest eating a cold water variety of fish, like salmon, twice a week if you don't want to take the supplements. And in the realm of salmon, my recommendation is for anything labeled Alaskan salmon.
Right.
If you get Atlantic salmon, which is the more common type, that is a farmed fish. And basically they are feeding fish corn pellets and things that fish normally don't eat. So the omega-3 levels are not as good as they could be otherwise. So spend a little extra money, get maybe an Alaska salmon fillet.
Okay, you know what, Jack? We need to pause for a break here for the weather, the traffic, and all of that stuff. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, and we shall return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you hit the roads, of course, keep in mind, northern and western suburbs, just a nightmare. We have icing conditions all over the place. Basically, it's an ice skating rink, so be careful if you're traveling in central New Jersey as well as northern New Jersey, Westchester, and Rockland counties. In the five boroughs, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, about a 30-minute wait for you. Inbound side, you're okay. Lincoln Tunnel and the GW Bridge, no major backups at this time. Van Wyck, northbound ramp to Northern Boulevard, there's an accident, so use caution. Also, if you're traveling on the Deegan, southbound side, we had road work by Willis Avenue. It looks like that has been cleared. Traveling through Queens on the LIE. Plenty of company for you there. Both directions, Casino Boulevard right on out towards the BQE. Also the BQE northbound side from the Gowanus Expressway to the Brooklyn Bridge. Looks like you've got some company there. And on the belt, both directions, Rockaway Boulevard to Lefferts Boulevard. Things will be heavy again into the Mill Basin Drawbridge. More delays heading in towards the Coney Island Avenue area. If you're flying, definitely call ahead of time. Right now, we've got delays at all the area airports.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9. Making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, a nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. And let's see. Let's say hello to Luz calling from Linden, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was thinking that I should call and give you some feedback. That it's wonderful that you guys have this program, because a lot of people think that they're under the notion that they have good diet, and therefore they shouldn't be supplementing their diet with vitamins. And I've seen it as a dental hygienist, where people have these beliefs that they're eating well, and meanwhile, a lot of conditions, they go dormant, and by the time they become subclinical, they're pretty moderate to advanced.
Did you have a question for us?
My comment, no. My comment is that it's great reinforcement of what you're doing. That, for instance, I know with my own eyes, I've been able to see that the vitamin D3, 5,000, for instance, that formula in that strength, it's been great to regenerate bone. And patients with advanced periodontal disease are able to benefit from these supplements.
That's really nice. It's good to hear that. And, you know, thanks so much for taking the time to let us know. All righty. 1-800-321-0710. That's the number here in the studio. Give us a call. And as I always say, you folks listening on WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia, the 800 number works from there. So you can give us a call as well. Okay, Jack, what type of dosage would you recommend on the fish oil?
An absolute minimum of 1,000 milligrams a day. I think most people will do better with 2,000 to 3,000.
Okay, you know, I always get confused myself a little bit because people say 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. Now, a standard basic 1,000 milligrams of fish oil has about 300 milligrams of EPA and DHA.
That's right.
Okay. Are you saying 1,000 milligrams of total fish oil, which gives you the 300 milligrams of EPA, DHA, or are you saying 1,000 milligrams of, you know, the EPA, DHA?
1,000 milligrams total as an absolute minimum. And I think many people benefit from 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams per day. And again, as you go to this higher dose, and I have run into people who have their share of health issues, and they find they need 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams a day. And it's safe. It'll thin the blood a little bit. For most people, that's a good thing, because if you're eating the typical American diet, you're going to have thicker blood that will increase your risk for heart attack and stroke. And there have been, at this point, probably hundreds of studies showing that the fish oils reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke.
Absolutely, and it depends on, as you pointed out, it depends on how much of the, quote, bad fats you're getting.
Yeah, and there have been studies showing that if you start taking fish oils over a period of about 3-4 months, they'll start to displace some of the bad oils you've consumed. It's always better to stop eating those bad oils, you know, the soybean oil, the corn oil, things of that sort, the trans fats. Otherwise, you're just kind of like fighting a never-ending battle. And really, to get a leg up on the situation, just, you know, clean out the oils. In a sense, give your body and your kitchen an oil change. And in the kitchen, cook primarily with olive oil and throw out most of the other oils.
Okay, now you say, you mentioned corn oil as something that you should avoid. Now, I always heard that corn oil has, you know, quote, polyunsaturates. What's bad about that?
Well, you know, we were sold this story about polyunsaturated fats beginning in the 1970s, and what corn oil has a lot of is the omega-6 family of polyunsaturated fats. What it's missing is the omega-3s. And as we gained a better understanding of what was going on, it's really the omega-3s that are the more important fat in the diet. The omega-3s, or rather the omega-6s, are important, but they're not as important as the omega-3s. The sixes are not as important as the threes. And then there have been some fascinating studies showing that if you consume too many of the omega-6s, corn oil, soybean oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, you have an increased risk of developing various types of cancer. And some of the animal studies have shown that these fats actually proliferate the growth of cancer cells, whereas the omega-3s tend to put the brakes on cancer cell growth. So there's a lot of reasons to just go through your pantry and throw out all of these bad oils and cook primarily with olive oil.
Now, we know that there's a good omega-6. There's something called, you know, GLA.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. GLA, also known as gamma-linolenic acid, is an omega-6 that functions like an omega-3. The whole chemistry of fatty acids is extraordinarily complex. And one way I look at it is the omega-6 GLA is really part of that family's checks and balances. And GLA has very potent anti-inflammatory effects. It works best when you combine it with the fish oils because they both produce anti-inflammatory hormone-like substances called eicosanoids. The other omega-6s produce eicosanoids that are pro-inflammatory.
Yeah.
So I'm often recommending GLA. And again, this is the omega-6 that behaves like an omega-3.
All righty. Let's talk to Martin calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Martin.
Yes, hi, doctor. I heard earlier talking about GABA, and I have a question. If somebody takes prescription medication, alprazolam or generic, and brand is Xanax, I heard that they are contraindicated.
Okay.
Can doctor, or I know Dr. Jack, is Dr. Chalem?
Okay, Dr. Pobel is going to chime in here.
Oh, okay, so can somebody comment on that?
Yeah,
I'm going to comment. The Xanax or alprazolam, like Valium and Librium, work by increasing GABA in the central nervous system. As far as we know, there's no harmful interaction for taking oral GABA along with the alprazolam, other than that they're both sedating, potentially. And, you know, if you felt too zonky or groggy, then you wouldn't want to take them together. But in principle, there's been no harmful interaction that's been reported.
Okay, Martin, there's your...
Xanax was given off the label for fibromyalgia and having trouble sleeping.
Okay, I mean, that's an appropriate usage as long as it's kept within limits. One of the problems with the Xanax group is that if you take it a lot, then you kind of need more and more of it just to keep up. So it is a decent muscle relaxant, and it's a very good anti-anxiety agent, but it's also potentially habit-forming and potentially abusable. So you need a balance.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Martin. Next, let's talk to Janet calling from Manhattan.
Hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
Okay, I'm fine, sir. I did ask a question. Shall I repeat it?
Sure.
Okay, it's regarding vitamin E. I have for many years taken 800, and I've heard my medical doctor pointed out that she saw the article that vitamin E was hazardous in the amount I was taking, which was 800 milligrams, many, many years. What is your opinion on that?
You've been taking 800 IUs of vitamin E.
Forever.
Forever. And you're still around, huh?
Yeah, I made it a long time. I don't want to date myself. But anyway, not
no,
to be
that's
silly.
Good. You sound wonderful.
I feel true. I have good energy. I have some things going on, but I need
okay.
your opinion so I know what to do.
Okay. Who wants to comment on that? Do you want to comment on that, Jack?
I'll start. That's
okay,
what
good.
I've been taking for, oh gosh, since about 1969. I'm still kicking.
And how much are you taking, Jack?
800 IU.
All right.
I think a lot of conventional non-nutritional physicians just are reading the headlines and not reading the in-depth studies or really just trying to figure out what a study means. And there have been some awful studies on vitamin E that have been published, and these studies should have never been published because they are so poorly done.
Okay, let me take on my mainstream establishment viewpoint here. Well, it is true that some of the studies that are blasting vitamin E were not good studies. The great hope that we had originally that vitamin E was some sort of great preventive for heart disease really just hasn't panned out. That is, what we're lacking is any really good studies that say that high-dose vitamin E in the 800 unit or even 400 unit range has a preventive effect on heart attacks. What I generally tell my patients is I ask them to take a mixed tocopherol rather than a synthetic alpha tocopherol, which is what's in most of the high-dose vitamin E's. And I usually say about 100 units a day I'm comfortable with. I don't think we have any rationale at this point for saying to take more. Now, not that it's going to be harmful, but I don't think we have any positive evidence for greater than that.
Yeah, addressing the question of harm, the latest, from a toxicity standpoint, let me quote, vitamin E toxicity is very rare and supplements are widely considered to be safe. The National Academy of Sciences has established the daily tolerable, the upper intake level for adults to be 1,000 milligrams of vitamin E, which is equivalent to 1,500 IUs of natural vitamin E or 1,100 IUs of synthetic vitamin E. Dr. Podell is right. You know, we were kind of hoping that vitamin E was going to do miraculous things, and some of the studies have not shown that that is turning out to be the case. But on the other hand, I don't really think that we have demonstrated that the kinds of levels we're talking about now are particularly harmful. I agree. It sort of highlights, as has happened with some other nutrients, go make sure you go with the natural version. Make sure you go with the mixed tocopherol, the D-alpha form, the natural vitamin E, rather than the synthetic version.
All right.
I'll add just a couple other comments, since these are questions that I think a lot of people have about vitamin E. The two physicians who pioneered the use of vitamin E, Drs. Evan and Wilfred Shute, really had spectacular clinical responses with high-dose vitamin E. And I think one of the things that has changed since they were alive and practicing is, number one, people are now consuming a lot more in the way of polyunsaturated fats than they did back then in the 1940s through the 1970s. And the requirements for vitamin E do increase with the amount of polyunsaturated fat in the diet. The other issue is when they were practicing and treating people, trans fats were not an ingredient in the food supply, and they are now. They still are, even though the FDA has tried to restrict them. And trans fats alter how the body deals with every other type of fat. And I've posed this issue to some of the vitamin E researchers who have found kind of like no benefits or mixed benefits, and they just say, well, that's a very good point. And I suggest that they try to get some funding to study that a little bit more, but no one really has looked at that specific interaction.
Well, maybe one day. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm still a big believer in vitamin E.
Okay, me too. All right, we need to pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom, will all be back after these messages.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Okay, quality of life AHCC, both 500 milligram and 250 milligram potencies, are now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. They go by the trade name of Kinoko. Kinoko, 500 milligram, 250 milligram, both on sale at 30% off list price. So if you're looking for ways to boost your immune system, you don't have to let price stand in your way when it comes to AHCC from Quality of Life.
Building strong bones and teeth requires more than just calcium. In fact, vitamin D3, a fat-soluble nutrient sourced from the sun, fish oil, or lanolin, is necessary for calcium absorption in the body. D3 also works in concert with a number of other vitamins, minerals, and hormones to harden bones. So don't sell your bones short by supplementing with just calcium. Just recently, the U.S. Dermatology Academy pointed out that people with known risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, such as those with dark skin, the elderly, photosensitive individuals, people with limited sun exposure, strict vegetarians, obese individuals, or those with fat malabsorption may need to consume higher doses of vitamin D. If you are in one of those at-risk groups, let Blue Bonnet's vitamin D3 fish oil soft gels or kosher D3 lanolin veggie caps be an important part of your daily nutritional regimen for maintaining healthy bones and teeth. Available in 400, 1000, 2000, and 5000 IU potencies, as well as in new Earth Sweet chewables. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. He's here as well. All righty. Jack, I want to touch on a couple of supplements we haven't mentioned too much lately, or this show. tryptophan and 5-hydroxytryptophan. How do they? Where do you use those?
They're very good with two issues. One is depression, and the other is sleep problems, insomnia, that often ties in with depression. And they're both very good. The typical dose of L-tryptophan is generally about 1/10 that of the 5-HTP form. You know, the 5-HTP form can only be converted to serotonin, which is a relaxing, sedating neurotransmitter. The L-tryptophan form can be used in other ways. And for 5-HTP, I would probably suggest 50 to 100 milligrams three times a day, away from meals, the last dose being a little bit before bed, and multiply that by 10 for L-tryptophan.
Yeah, usually you're about 500 to 1,000 milligrams. Absolutely correct. And the reason Jack mentioned away from food is because tryptophan and 5-HTP are amino acids, which their absorption can be hindered if there's other proteins present. So that's why to take it away from protein food for sure. And sometimes a little here's where some of the sweetness comes in, Jack. I've always heard that, you know, you take tryptophan, for example, with a little orange juice, it helps the absorption.
I haven't heard that. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All righty. Who's next? Let's talk to David from Manhattan.
A quick question, and it has to do with a lot of the discussion you've had on the intake of vitamin D during the last couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked a lot in nutrition these days, recommends high intake of vitamin D or D3.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be being a fat-soluble vitamin, as I believe it is,
mm-hmm.
that there was a risk in taking more than something like, it used to be the guideline was like 400 IUs,
right,
like A and E and whatever that are fat soluble vitamins.
Right.
Now, can you address this concern that one might have in taking 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 IUs of vitamin D3 per
sure.
day?
Yeah, the problem with vitamin D is that, as you pointed out, it is fat soluble. That's not really the problem. It's very, very concentrated in certain types of things. Now, believe it or not, the highest concentration comes in polar bear liver. And they found that some people who would, usually Eskimos or some explorers who were up in the north in the Arctic, they would eat polar bear liver and they would get vitamin D toxicity because polar bear liver had about 500,000 units of vitamin D. 500,000. That was the toxicity that was always spoken about. And it just carried down. And now we find that that's definitely not the case. Yeah, if you eat polar bear liver, you'll get toxic. But taking a dose of vitamin D, a couple thousand units a day, even up to 5,000 units a day, is usually doesn't appear to be a problem. And as we've pointed out, vitamin D is measurable in the blood. So you can have your blood tested and see if you're getting enough vitamin D, or maybe you happen to be getting a little too much. Okay, thanks for that call, David. Okay, you hear that mellow music. That means we need to pause for a few moments to listen to some information about Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program?
Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, we've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. I'd like to thank our guest, Jack Chalom, for joining us today.
Good to be with you again.
All righty. And I want to tell you about the Food and Your Mood booklet. You can get the Food and Your Mood booklet, written by Jack Chalom, a 40-page booklet, free when you order $25 or more of Solgar supplements from Wilner Chemists, either the New York or the Atlanta locations. Also, I'd like to tell you that after us is The Heart Show with Dr. Vanini. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.